Hello and welcome to another in a series of experimental podcasts associated with the Institutional Web Management Workshop 2005 that's being held at the University of Manchester from the 6th to the 8th of July. In this podcast I'll be mainly talking about the social events which will be on the evenings of the Wednesday the 6th and Thursday the 7th. On Wednesday the 6th there'll be a workshop meal held in the evening. And after this, there'll be time to go off and explore some of the famous Manchester nightlife. On Thursday the 7th, there's a reception at the Manchester's Museum of Science and Industry. There's a map available on the website to help you find this, and I'm sure there'll be people around to be able to give you an idea of how to get there. It really is a fantastic museum. It actually used to be based on the university campus a number of years ago, and it's now moved over to the relatively recently redeveloped Castlefield area of Manchester. And it's a great setting, and they've really done a really good job of the museum. I'm sure you'll agree when you get a chance to go there. A particular highlight is the power room, and also the computer gallery is excellent, and that's where we'll be hearing a talk about the baby computer, which is the first stored program computer that ran originally on 11 a.m. Monday the 21st of June 1948. So I think you'd agree that for a web community that's quite an important day. So as I said, the museum is actually in the Castlefield area, Manchester, which is a really good sort of location for restaurants, pubs and bars, and in fact it's a great sort of route back you can sort of slowly take from the museum back to the conference centre, which is where the accommodation is, possibly diverting a bit through to the what's sort of Manchester's business area, which does actually have some of the better restaurants. If you come out to the museum and cross the road, you'll see there's a kind of a basin area, the Castlefield Basin, and there are the canals down there, and it's like an open area. And if you walk down there and through under the arches, there's some sort of modern bars in that part of the Castlefield area. Probably the most notable pub there is a pub called Duke's 92, which is very good. Just over the road from the museum is the White Lion, which is quite a well-known Manchester real ale pub. It's also a bit of a Manchester United stronghold, but not at all in a threatening way. So I certainly wouldn't let that put you off, and it's certainly very convenient if you want a drink there. There's also a bar called Cask that's more or less opposite the museum that gets a good write-up in the Manchester City Life Guide. I haven't actually tried it myself, so I can't vouch for it, but I believe is pretty good. If you're carrying up Liverpool Road in the direction of the centre of town, which should be pretty obvious, and cross over to Great Bridgewater Street and keep walking up, you'll eventually get to a couple of real Manchester sort of real ale pub gems. The Britain's Protection, that also has a massive quantity of whiskies, and just around the corner is a great pub called the Peveril of the Peak, that was frequented by Robbie Coltrane when he was living in Manchester filming Cracker, and that's a great spot. Back near the accommodation, in fact, just around the corner from there, so it'd be a good option for the first evening, is the Lassagari, which is brews its own ale. That's again another Manchester classic, really. And I think I believe it still has its original gas light, so that's well worth checking out at some point, particularly as it's very convenient. In terms of bars, there's quite a few in the Castlefield area, and I've not checked all of them out, but a little bit nearer to the back. Sort of on the way to the accommodation in fact there's a series of bars called under the Crowbar chain, probably the most convenient of which is Crow 2 on Oxford Road next to the BBC, and that was actually City Life Bar of the Year 2002. That's well worth a visit, and has a really good range of different beers and spirits. It's design wise is quite interesting building to check out also. In terms of restaurants, there's really, as you'd expect, with a major city like Manchester, there's many good restaurants to choose from. I think my favourite would have to be Croma, which is an Italian restaurant. It's very, very good value. There's also Tampopa if you want something a bit more Chinese or Pan-Asian in Albert Square, which isn't sort of too far away. not particularly a cheap option, but a very famous Manchester Chinese restaurant is the Yang Sing, which is relatively convenient. It's very, very famous for its banquets, where you essentially give the staff a price to work to, and you can be quite detailed about what type of food you want, and they'll basically give you some of the best food with the best sort of fresh ingredients of the day, and that really is to be recommended. There's not a great deal of Indian restaurants actually in this part of town. The nearest is one called Shimla Pink that I haven't actually tried, but again, I guess fairly decent reviews. There's also a restaurant that's been around for a long time called the Raj Dut in Albert Square, and I think it's pretty good as well. So if you're particularly keen for that sort of cuisine, there's a couple of possibilities. Obviously, Manchester has its sort of famous Curry Mile in Rusholme, which is sort of walkable, but might, if you're particularly keen to try that bit of Manchester out, you know, you may want to get a bus or taxi down there. I think the nearest restaurant is an Italian one called Albert Shed, which again I haven't been to personally myself, but is recommended in City Life. So that may all be worth checking out if you don't want to walk too far. Anyway, that's about it, I think. Hopefully you found that useful. There's more detailed information on the social events on the social events bit of the website, and there's contact details for all the restaurants. All the restaurants I've mentioned are pretty popular, so it may be worth ringing ahead if you're particularly keen to go to them. And there should be a map there, so you can sort of find your way around some of the places I've mentioned. So thanks very much for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a great time in Manchester. I'm sure you will. Okay, thanks. Bye.